River Farm Network. The fertilizer investment is getting more scrutiny this year with tight margins. AgroLiquid Great Plains regional agronomist Reed Abbott said this isn't the year to skip soil testing.
No, I think not only do we need to see that overall picture of what the N, P, and K looks like, but taking a look at the balance of our soils, understanding what our limitations are, and then even paying attention to some of those micronutrients. And you know, I know a lot of times guys on years like this year cut those micronutrients or might scale back on them, but a lot of times those are the missing links to make a nitrogen program or a phosphorus program work even better.
Fertilizer application strategies also deserve another look this season.
Hitting the easy button on a year like this year is probably going to yield less returns than if we really are paying attention to how we're placing these products out there. You know, kind of go back to that 4 R's approach, you know, rate, timing, you know, what that product is, and then, of course, what the amount is. And if we're not paying attention to all four aspects there, we might be losing or leaving a lot of return out there on the table for sure.
AgroLiquid is hosting its annual Crop Nutrition Week next week. Daily forums on ways to maximize the fertilizer investment are scheduled at cropnutritionweek.com. Checking quotes, may we?